I'm going to ask you to take your Bible and turn with me this evening to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. We're going to be looking at verses 35 through 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. We're going to be starting. Let me say this first. I'm honored to be filling in for Dr. May this evening, and grateful for the opportunity, and I know we will miss him and his teaching and preaching on Wednesday, but I'll be doing it tonight and three more weeks this month on Wednesday. And our lesson is going to be a series called The Storms of Life. And so we're going to look at that together, and we begin here in Mark chapter 4. Look at verse 35 with me. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. They awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together. God, thank you that we can laugh and love and just have a good time at church, Lord. And now as we open your word, I pray we would open our hearts and be receptive to your word. Give me the words to say. Forgive me of my sins and speak through me. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The 2019 Atlantic hurricane season officially began on June 1st and ended on November 30th. The areas covered include the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Caribbean Sea. The first storm of the season was subtropical storm Andrea, which was identified on May 20th, and the last storm of the season was tropical storm Sebastian, which ended or dissipated on November 25th. There were a total of three major hurricanes, a major hurricane being category 3 or greater. The strongest storm of the season was Hurricane Dorian, which had winds of 185 miles per hour, which were sustained for 1 minute. There were 111 total fatalities and $8.3 billion in total damage. While most of us will not face a physical storm like Hurricane Dorian, we all go through what we call in life the storms of life. In fact, the Bible does teach that life is not always easy, that we will face storms during life's journey. We will identify three categories of storms in just a moment that get put storms of life that we go through into categories and talk about those for a moment. But I think we all know what we're talking about. We're talking about those trials and tribulations that we go through in life. We're talking about those hard, difficult times that we encounter in life. Talking about those crises, life crises that we sometimes face. Tonight's lesson is called The Captain of the Ship. And I want to kind of set the scene here for this story, give a little bit of background, set the context before we get into the body of the message. We see here in Mark 4, the end of Mark 4, that it is early in the ministry of Jesus, but Jesus has already been very busy and already has a large following of people. In Mark chapter 1, we see where Jesus calls his first disciples and then begins his ministry. It says that if you look at it and go back and read, it says that he cast out demons. He heals Peter's mother-in-law. He performed many other healings. There was a leper that was cleansed. There was a paralyzed person that was healed. He then called more disciples, began teaching and preaching. Then he began to face opposition and persecution from the religious leaders of his day. And then that brings us to chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read that together. If you just turn back to verse 1 there in our chapter, notice it says, And he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat and sat it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. So Jesus spent all day in a boat, standing in a boat or sitting in a boat in the water, preaching and teaching to a multitude, a large crowd of people who were on the land and listening to Jesus teach. But then we come now to the end of the chapter, verse 35 here, and we notice what happens here. It's the end of the day, it's nighttime, and Jesus said to his disciples, he said, let us get into the boat and go over to the other side. Here they are, they're at the western shore of the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus tells the disciples, hey guys, let's get in the boat. We're gonna go over to the other side. They're gonna make their way to the eastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, and about halfway across, a storm hits. So notice three things here in this passage. Our lesson, the title again, is the captain of the ship. First of all, let's talk about the power of the storm. The power of the storm. Notice verse 37. Notice what it says. Verse 37. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. The Sea of Galilee is about 13 miles long and 7 miles wide. It's also about 150 feet deep. This body of water is 690 feet below sea level and surrounded by mountains. When the winds would sweep across the countryside, when the winds would get up and sweep across the desert land and approach those mountains around the Sea of Galilee, they would go up those mountains, come back down those mountains and swoop, if you will, come across and it would create a powerful downdraft that would hit the Sea of Galilee. And so when there was a combination of these strong, powerful, violent winds and clouds and rains that would sweep across this area, it would produce these very violent, severe storms. But because of the location of the Sea of Galilee and the way the storms hit, it can be calm one minute, and then a very violent storm hit the next. But isn't that the way life is? We can be traveling through life, going through life, everything seems to be fine one moment, and the next minute the bottom falls out. Going through life with clear skies and sunshine, if you will, and then the next thing you know, you're right in the middle of one of life's storms. And the storms of life, just like in Jesus' day on the Sea of Galilee, those storms of life can be very sudden, without warning, and they can certainly be very severe. Job 14:1 says, man, speaking of mankind, who is born of woman, is of a few days and full of trouble. Jesus himself said in John 16:33, Jesus said, in this world you will have what? Tribulation. Jesus himself made a statement that in this world, it's not always going to be easy. You're going to experience hard times. You're going to go through the storms of life. You may have heard this story, but a recent story I heard about a 19-year-old young lady named McGuire McLaughlin was arrested at a McDonald's restaurant. This was on January 1st in Vero Beach, Florida. She was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. After getting her food at the drive-through window, she requested extra dipping sauce and told the employees she wanted one of each kind of dipping sauce. And she was told that she would have to pay 25 cents for each extra dipping sauce. She began yelling profanities and threatening to get the sauce, quote, by whatever means necessary. Also, she said that she would, quote, rob the store if she didn't get the sauces without being charged extra. Listen, not getting dipping sauce at McDonald's does not qualify as one of life's storms. Amen? Would you agree? We can all agree with that. That is not a crisis in life. But I want to share with you, there are three categories of storms that we all experience. Three categories of storms that we all experience. This is not expository from the Bible. This is practical. I want to share with you and talk about. Notice, first of all, the storms of suffering. The storms of suffering. Have you ever been going through life and you're hit or bombarded with all kind of negative situations or circumstances? Maybe one major problem, or maybe several things that happen all at once that results in a crisis. Nothing in life seems to be going right. And this can be, these crises or problems can affect us or take place in any area of life. It can be in our relationship, husband and wife, parents and children, relatives or neighbors or anything like that. There can come into life a crisis situation in our relationships. It can have to do with our finances. We can run into financial trouble, and that can just cause a ripple effect in terms of negative situations or problems in life. It can be the result of unemployment or abuse here's one we can all relate to. Certainly a major illness or injury to ourselves or to a loved one. All these are storms of suffering that we all go through. And then also, secondly, there's the storms of sorrow. Storms of sorrow. That's when we experience the loss of a loved one, family member, or friend. And my friend, I know all of us here tonight have experienced that, and that is never easy, is it? Never easy, especially when it's a sudden loss, an unexpected loss. That can put us into a tailspin, if you will. That time of bereavement and grieving, that can really shake us and make us feel like we're in that storm of life. And then thirdly, we see there's the storms of suffering, there's the storms of sorrow, the storms of suffering being this circumstances happen and throw us into a crisis. The storms of sorrow, the loss of a loved one, and then the storms of sin. The storms of sin. Sometimes when we find ourselves in a crisis situation, it is the result of our own sin. It is the result of our own disobedience. Now, don't get all holy on me now, right? Isn't that true? Haven't we found ourselves in a storm, in a crisis situation due to our own poor choices, right? There's a story in the Bible, you're probably thinking of it already, that is the prime example of when we find ourselves in storms as a result of sin in our own life. Who is that? Jonah, the story of Jonah. We're going to look at that in a couple of weeks, look at that story as well. So those are the categories of storms that we all go through. Storms in life are a sure thing, and they can be very sudden and severe. They will cause anxiety, they will cause fear, they will cause doubt, heartache. They can lead to mental, physical, and spiritual problems. So that raises the question, how do we react? What is our response? How do we survive the storms of life? So we see here, number one, we see the power of the storm. Now notice number two, this answer those questions. Notice the problem of the storm. the problem of the storm. Look at verse 38. Notice it says here, but when he was in the stern, speaking of Jesus, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Okay, so the disciples are in a boat with Jesus. They find themselves in the middle of a storm. The boat, it says, is filling up with water. The wind is tossing that boat around to and fro, as we say. And certainly the disciples have probably lost all control of the boat. And the disciples go find Jesus asleep in the back of the boat. And it says they ask Jesus, Jesus, we're dying. Don't you care? Now, I certainly am not one to take liberty with the Bible, and the Bible is an inerrant, inspired word of God, infallible word of God, and I take it for what it says. But I just wonder what, and you may think about this. I wonder if that was all that was said. They're in a storm. They're on the boat with Jesus, and somebody goes to him and says, there's 12 disciples there, and somebody goes to him and says, Jesus, don't you care? We're dying. I believe somebody else probably said something too, don't you? What do you think some other things that were said might have been? How about, Jesus, how can you sleep at a time like this? Right? Y'all too serious tonight now. What would you have said? Maybe, Jesus, wake up. Jesus, here's one. This is all your fault. Right? Because it's his idea to get in the boat and go over there in the first place, right? I'm sure there was much being said, but we clearly see here the disciples are fearful and beginning to doubt Jesus. We're in difficult situations. We must never doubt the care, concern, and compassion of Jesus. When storms are raging, Jesus is the one we can turn to. He is the one we can hold on to. Hebrews 6:19 says this, this hope, referring to Jesus, we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Aren't you glad when we find ourselves in the storms of life and being tossed around, we got something sure and steadfast we can hold on to? Amen, church? But we see here the disciples doubted Jesus. They doubted his goodness. First of all, they doubted his goodness. Jesus is in the back of the boat sleeping. They go to him and they question Jesus. Jesus, do you not care? We must never doubt that Jesus cares for us in our difficult situations. Not only did they doubt his goodness, they doubted his guarantee. They doubted his guarantee. Notice Jesus said before they left. Let's look at it. Verse 35, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us do what? This is Jesus talking. Let us do what? Cross over where? To the other side. Jesus told them where they were going. There's no need for GPS. There's no need for a map. There's no need for an itinerary. Jesus said, let's go. Go where? To the other side. Listen, when you are in God's will, when you are obedient to what God is telling you to do, even when the storms of life hit, you're going to make it to the other side. Somebody say amen. This is not the result of their sin. This is not, storm is not the result of disobedience. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. This is the result of them obedient to what Jesus said to do, but yet a storm still hit. We can be doing the will of God, being obedient to God. How many of you know that you can still find yourself in a storm even when you're living for the Lord faithfully? But Jesus says, you're going to make it. He's going to be with you. Don't doubt his care and his goodness and concern. Don't doubt his guarantee. God is with you, and even when the storms hit, you're going to make it. There was a song, the title of a song, God Says You're Going to Make It. Some of the lyrics go like this. God said, you're going to make it. You want me to sing it for you? Who said no? My wife. I feel like I'm in a crisis right now. No, I won't sing it for you. Y'all say amen. Listen what it says. God says you're going to make it. Lyrics. God said you're going to make it. You're going to make it through the raging storm. Don't worry about the thunder. You're not going under. God said you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Sing it with me. Because the master's on board. Isn't that a good illustration of the story? The disciples were so worried, but yet they had a Savior of the world on the boat with them. They're exactly where they needed to be. This says in this passage, there are a lot of other boats on the lake, but they were in the right boat. Amen? They were in the boat with Jesus. If you're obedient, if you're living for God, if you're living in a obedient, following the Lord's will, we don't need to doubt that we're going to make it to the other side. So we see here, I got to go, I got to hurry real quick. Notice the power of the storm. Notice the problem of the storm. Number three, notice the purpose of the storm. Verse 39 through 41. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? We identified those three categories of storms that we all go through, but I want to tell you now at this point that there are two types of storms in the Bible. There are the storms of perfection, and there are the storms of correction. If you're taking notes, there are the storms of perfection. It'll help you when you're in a storm, and the storms of correction. Now, when the Bible talks about perfection for the Christian, that means to be mature and complete. And the Bible teaches that we're to strive for spiritual maturity. We're to strive for spiritual completeness. We're to strive for that spiritual perfection. We're to be growing spiritually and developing spiritually, striving to be more Christ-like. And sometimes, let me preach, sometimes God puts us in the storm to enable us or to get us to do that. That's exactly what happened here with these disciples. It was an issue of faith. It might have been in a physical storm, but the real storm was going on inside their heart. And as a result of this incident here, it caused these men to grow in their faith. There is a storm of perfection. The purpose of that is to help us to grow spiritually, to develop spiritually, grow closer to God. And in the storm of correction, that is again, the example of Jonah. He was in a storm because of his own sin and disobedience. And that storm was for the purpose of repentance and correction. So when we're in a storm, we should not ask God why, but ask God, what is it you're trying to do in my life? What are you trying to show me? That is the question we're to ask. But we see here they were being obedient, and so this growing in their faith is the purpose of this storm. Two things they learn here in your outline, real quick. They learned about his power. They learned about his power. The storm was no match for Jesus. Amen, church? He gave the command, and the storm stopped. Listen, your storm is no problem for Jesus, for the Lord. He is Lord over all. He is master, ruler, owner. He can bring peace in the storm, and he can protect you from the storm. And they learn here a lesson in this storm about his power. Not only learn about his power, they learned about his presence. As I said a minute ago, there were other boats on the Sea of Galilee in that storm. But these disciples were in the right place. They were in the presence of the Lord. As we sail through life, we will have rough times. Let's make sure that Jesus is in our boat. Acknowledge him as the captain of the ship, relying on his power, and experience his presence right in the middle of the storm. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for the lesson learned, Lord. We know we go through difficult times in life. Maybe some here tonight going through a storm of suffering because of life circumstances and situation, struggling, feel like they're in a crisis. Maybe there's some here tonight that because of the loss of a loved one recently or in the past, still grieving, still in bereavement, they're still going through that storm because of that loss. Maybe, as we've all experienced, including myself, going through a storm because of some form of disobedience. Whatever the category, whatever the reason, God, we know there's a purpose in the storm. God, I pray that all of us in life storms, and if anyone's going through a storm, God, I pray that they'd feel your power and experience your presence. I pray that they would not doubt your goodness and your guarantee that we're going to make it to the other side. I lift up every person here, Lord, that we'll apply this to our lives and live in victory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a moment. I will clarify. I don't guess no choir practice, right? Then, no. Huh? You are having it. You are having it. Choir practice is on. Okay. Want to make sure. That's all right.